Take care, Marie. He should not be so fascinated with his fairy, not when she was here to grant his wish and no more. However, he couldn't halt himself from inching closer to her.
Since you arrived with Mary, I take it you've spoken to her.
We spoke at length last night. She told me all that's happened these past 5 years between your clan and MacLean's. I was aware the blood feuds ran rampant, but not the exact reasons why. I have a far better understanding now, although I could use more knowledge. What can you tell me?
That I intend to set out after MacLean.
More retribution?
'Tis the only way. MacLean does not listen to reason. Angus's attempt to speak with him at the beginning only escalated the feud.
So Mary said. She nibbled her lower lip. Such deep concentration crossed her face. I agree MacLean hasn't the ability to listen. Although it's strange, I've read about him being an accomplished chief. He's certainly warred, but he was always good to his people.
Were he no good to his people, he'd no have remained their chief.
He thumbed her velvety lips and wished her lacy undergarments were now a touch thinner. Damn, he'd have to do something about her clothing. Her white breeches clung to her legs, outlining every single delectable inch of them. Beautifully shaped and for his eyes alone. Nay, not his. What was he thinking? He snagged his shirt from the centre beam and dragged it over her head. It swamped her to her knees and covered all on display.
Dinner, take that off.
Is my shirt really that big of an issue? She lifted the collar over her nose and inhaled. Oh, you smell good, like a fresh ocean breeze. Maybe I won't mind wearing this after all. He groaned, his groin tightening. His fairy was a temptress, and it had been far too long since he'd bedded a woman. What would she feel like? Hell, he needed to get his blasted thoughts under control.
A fresh breeze, aye. Highlanders live on the water. 'Tis how we travel around the isles.
In my time, she lifted one delicately arched eyebrow, we travel through the air as well. One can board a plane. It takes off and flies across the sky.
I see your imagination still runs rife.
The Fae loved to play their games, and this lass was no different. Tempting, enchanting, and his to care for. He'd taken on quite the task, but thus far, enjoyable. Or it could be the truth if you would but see it. She slowly circled him, running her finger along his skin at the waist of his trews. Where I come from, man no longer travels by horse, but within large steel contraptions that roll on wheels. Although, do you want to hear something truly wicked?
Nay.
His thoughts were bad enough. Boats are made of steel, and they don't simply sail across the sea, but also cruise the depths below. They're called submarines, and they're fully enclosed.
Now I know you lie.
Although, seductively, such travel would allow one to sneak up on their enemy. He liked. And what if I'm telling the truth? She sidled around until they stood face to face. Ask me a question, anything you'd like.
How do these submarines rise from the depths? The concept is intriguing, albeit impossible.
They have tanks which draw water in to allow them to fall below the waterline, and once it's time to go up, engines pump the water back out. Engines you won't see for hundreds of years. She trailed a finger down the centre of his chest. My thoughts are still wondering.
You play with fire, my fairy.
He captured her hands and draped them around his neck.
I like it too much.
And you're a challenge, one which I like too much.
Do you wish to test the waters between us? Dare me, and we shall.
Aye, he was up for a dare, and he hoped she was too.